Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Windfall is intended for a mature audience. See our show notes for more detailed information. Listener discretion is advised.
It won't happen again.
That's what you said the last five times.
Haven't you ever had a bad dream?
Sure I have, but I don't wake up every person in a 10-apartment radius with blood-curdling screams night after night.
It can't be that bad.
Oh yeah? Just listen to this.
Okay.
I've got hours of this.
I swear. I'm going to see my therapist right after my shift today. Get a stronger prescription.
You do that, or I'm gonna have to call the wolves again.
That won't be necessary. I promise, this is the last time.
It better be.
Why won't it stop? What a lovely song. We will be back with more music in just a moment. But first, a public service announcement from our dear Queen Wanda.
My own personal.
Those outer reaches are nasty creatures. They carry germs and blight. For Windfall City can only stay pretty if we keep our borders tight.
One. Two. Three.
Is that all you got, recruit?
Not even close.
Easy there. Don't tire yourself out over a little hazing. There's a lot more work to be done. As you were, recruit. You call that a push-up? Try it again. Captain Root.
How is everything proceeding so far?
Excellent, sir. This batch of new recruits is really diving into the training. Give them about 2 or 3 months, and they'll be essential additions to the wolf pack.
2 or 3? No, that won't do. They must be ready by the Contact Day Festival.
Sir, you can't be serious. It would be a crime to send them out that soon. They have so much potential, but that's really all it is. They're not going to be ready.
This order has come down from the Queen herself. 23 new wolves ready by the day of the festival.
If that's what Her Majesty wishes, then it'll be done, but I don't have a good feeling about this.
You're right. It will be done. How about this one? She was brought up especially from the ground.
Kendall? I mean, she keeps to herself mostly, but she's also one of the most naturally talented out of the new pups. There's real promise there.
Is she ready?
Captain, none of them are ready.
And?
Out of all of them, yeah, she's doing the best.
Good. I'll be taking my leave now.
Sir.
Hmm?
Cass is here. Would you like me to send him in?
All right, Mila. Send him in.
Boss?
Leave us, Mila. You have the money?
Most of it. Couple of teeth from one of the usual stragglers.
And tell me, where's your partner been? I haven't seen her in weeks. What is she, on some sort of bender?
Honestly, I was hoping you could tell me. I haven't seen her either.
Is that so?
Been making the rounds all by my lonesome.
Don't expect a raise now.
Wasn't asking for one.
And that uncle of yours, he settle up for the month yet?
Actually, Isaac, that's another reason I'm here. Things have been really slow at the shop.
I'm sorry to hear that. I guess grounders aren't as interested in junk as they were a couple of years ago.
My uncle, he's been good on all his debts all this time. Can't he defer the payment for this month?
Just because a man pays you 9 times out of 10 doesn't mean the last one's free. And anyways, why isn't your uncle here asking for a deferment himself?
He's too proud to ask.
Too proud? Vernon? That's the boldest lie I've heard out of you yet.
Why don't you take my cut for the month?
Vernon owes a lot more than that. Maybe I'll have to stop by to collect this one myself.
Is that necessary? You know what it's like down here. I'm just trying to look out for my family.
If money isn't in the cards, I suppose his head'll have to do.
This isn't a joke, Isaac. That man raised me. He provided for us after my parents died.
Oh? Fat Vernon is the one who did right by you, huh? He's the one that's clothed you and made sure that you had enough money to keep the lights on and your belly full?
No, not just him. Of course. I know everything you've done for me, but he's family.
And I'm not?
Isaac.
I'll have you know that when you were kids and shit was really going down, when your parents and I were fighting against the wolves, Vernon sat on his hands and did nothing.
You always bring this up, but you've never said what really happened. How am I supposed to believe that?
Why don't you ask your precious Uncle Vernon what he was doing the day they died?
What is this?
Proof that your uncle's a coward.
Whatever it is, I don't care. I know what he's done for me and my brothers, and that's enough.
You say that. But I promise, if you'd only open that envelope, you'd feel differently.
Look, I'm begging you. Take my cut and leave the old man alone. Just this once. He'll have your money next month.
Get out of here before I stop feeling generous.
Of course.
I thought you were gonna ring him out.
What?
What happened to you showing that overconfident little ass what kind of man he works for? The way I heard it, Cass wasn't gonna be able to walk out of here on his own two legs after you were done with him. Not showing up for weeks late with the money?
Oh, damn it, Mila. Can't your old man talk shit every once in a while without being called out on it? That kid is one of the best guys I've got. So what? He was late.
I don't even know what's gotten into you.
You want me to get rid of him when his friend hasn't shown up in weeks either? She's the one who's really in trouble, and I need him to get to her. Don't you think?
Sure, and letting Cass off the hook is all part of your genius plan?
Mila, you may be my daughter, but no one questions me like this. Not here, not ever!
You're right. I'm sorry.
Damn right you are. Now get.
Who it is. Haven't seen you in a while, Candy.
Yeah, I was hoping to keep it that way, Benny. What are you doing here?
Just taking a little walk around the neighborhood and look what I find.
Bullshit. You've been staking my place out, you little shit. Did Isaac put you up to this?
Isaac? Nah. But I'm sure he'll be plenty pleased to hear it all the same. Kendall taken by the wolves, only to reappear safe and sound back at her apartment. Tell me. Who'd you rat out?
No one. It was a mistake. A big misunderstanding.
Sure, I believe you, Kend, but I'm not so sure what Isaac's gonna say. He's not so gullible.
Benny, are you threatening me?
Look, Isaac doesn't need to know.
Oh? And what do you want?
I owe some money over at Swifty's.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Benny.
Come on, Kendall. Just give me some money to spend in there, and this stays between you and I.
How much?
50. That's all for now.
Great. I'll transfer them to you tonight. I've got to be somewhere. You're keeping me.
Okay, make sure it's tonight.
I swear to Wanda, kid, if you break that, I'm going to break your legs.
I'd love to see you try.
I bet you think I'm kidding. Like I'll laugh it off like last time, but no. Today you're getting on my last nerve.
Oops.
No! I'm sorry. It was an accident. If you ever come back here, I swear to Wanda, it'll be your last day. You think it's so funny to fuck with me, but it is not.
Helena! Helena, what the hell's the matter with you?
That snot-faced brat comes in here every day and messes with my wares. Doesn't buy a thing, breaks stuff instead. I can't fucking handle it anymore.
Whoa! This isn't you.
What's really going on here?
I don't understand why you're still here talking to me when a criminal is on the run right in front of you.
Oh yeah, I'm such an idiot, Helena, for not calling in the troops on a girl with a crush.
You call that a crush? Hanging around someone saying nothing and doing anything you can to get under their skin?
I'm not saying she has good method, I'm just saying to cut the kid some slack.
I'm tired of getting walked all over, Sylvie. I'm sick of it.
She's obviously interested in what you've got going on here. Why not try teaching her a thing or two?
So now I should hire her?
Sure, why not?
Ever since you brought me to this fucking city, it's one ungrateful parasite taking advantage of me after another.
Forgive me for being frank, my friend, but if you hate it here so much, why don't you go home?
Because as far as I know, there's nothing left for me there.
Way you're here complaining makes it seem like you'd prefer nothing over the benefits of Windfall City.
Oh, yes! The myriad benefits! The overcrowding! The smog!
The wolves did you a favor, Helena, taking you out of that backwoods village.
It may have been backwoods, but at least people looked out for each other there!
If you can't see that you're better off here, you should leave. Nobody's forcing you to stay.
Don't you dare tell me to go back where I came from, you bitch! You know as well as I do that everyone I ever loved is dead! Don't think that because we're friends now, I've forgotten what you did that day!
You are very lucky that I'm a patient woman, or I'd have your ass so far in a cell, you'd never see one of your coveted green vials again.
I'm so sorry, Sylvie. I don't know what's gotten into me. Oh, Wanda, please, let me get you something for that mark.
My face is fine, thank you.
Why don't you close up shop for the rest of the day?
I think I will.
Good. I'll see you tomorrow, yeah? Don't worry about today's stall fees. I'll have them waived.
You're good people, you know that.
Get out of here, kid.
Yeah, sure. Right away.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Captain, you wanted to see me?
Kendall, yes. Please, sit down. Thank you for coming. So, let me start by saying I've heard only good things about your work thus far.
Thank you, sir. I'm trying my best.
Ah, that's the kind of work ethic we like to see in a new recruit. Keep it up, and there will be a lot of opportunities coming your way.
I appreciate that. Excuse me, sir, but I have to ask. When will I be moving up from ground level? I was told it would be soon when I signed on, but as things stand, I'm dodging my old work every time I'm back at my place. I don't mean to complain, but I don't know how safe I feel given that I'm a wanted woman at this point.
I'm glad you're bringing this up, Kendall. It's exactly what I wanted to discuss with you today.
Oh, excellent. I'm ready to move when
I think it's time we test out your training with a little task.
Excuse me?
Your old boss, this man, Isaac, it's become a personal wish of Queen Wanda's that he be taken care of before the festival. I can't think of anyone better for the job than you. It's a great honor, and may seem a little daunting at the moment, but I know that you'll rise to the occasion.
Captain, I appreciate your confidence in me, but I hardly feel prepared for something this big. Isn't there someone else, a senior-ranking wolf, maybe?
Kendall, I'm choosing you for a very specific reason. Not only do you have the skill set for this cuff, but you have something no other wolf does. Access to Isaac himself. No one else could get near enough to him but you.
That's only if he doesn't have me tagged on the spot. With all due respect, sir, I haven't checked in with him in weeks now. It's not like he'll be happy to see me.
I trust you'll be able to win him over. An employee as capable as you would be hard to replace. I'm sure you'll find a way.
So I'll be moving up before this task?
Oh, afterwards. Unfortunately, my hands are tied at the moment. With the influx of new recruits, we're having a little trouble finding placements for everyone. You're at the top of the list, though. The next apartment that becomes available is all yours.
Will I have any sort of backup?
I think that would hinder your task more than it would help. You'll be going undercover. It doesn't make sense to have anyone with you Isaac wouldn't recognize.
I suppose that's true.
From what I understand, he conducts his business inside of a warehouse.
That is correct.
All you have to do is get him out of that building, and there will be backup on the street, ready and waiting. I don't think it's too much to ask from someone of your caliber.
Sir?
Now, that's all I have for you today. As I said before, keep up the good work.
And sir, one more thing.
Don't let me detain you.
Hey, Doc.
Helena, how are you feeling this afternoon?
Not great.
What's been going on?
I'm having the dreams again. Last night I woke my neighbors up. They're furious. I don't know how to stop it. Nothing seems to work. I'm afraid to fall asleep.
I see.
I swear. I've tried everything. I meditate. I read. I even started exercising. I need the pills.
We've been over this before.
It's not like last time. I just need something to put me to sleep. Like, really sleep.
Aren't you an herbalist? My cousin said she bought some kind of salve from you last week.
I don't see your point.
I'm saying that you and I both know you have a bit of an addictive personality. I'm kind of surprised you haven't...
Haven't what? Got drugs of my own that should do the trick? I thought you knew me well enough to know I don't peddle in illegal shit. I'm a naturalist.
You're putting words in my mouth.
You think I'm some sort of junkie.
To be fair, the last time I wrote you a prescription, you stole my whole pad.
I'll do anything to get a good night's sleep. Do you know what it's like lying awake for hours, too terrified to close your eyes? You can search me, head to toe before I leave, I swear.
Give me a minute.
Please.
Here, have this.
There can't be more than 3 doses in here.
We're gonna have to deal with free samples before I can trust you again, Helena.
Fine.
I'm going to need you to come in more often so I can regulate your dosage.
I'll be back next week. Oh, fuck.
Kaz? Hello? You in there, buddy?
Sounds crazy.
You've been staring off into space for the past 5 minutes.
So?
So, what I was saying is...
Argus, has Shane told you anything about how we're doing? Financially?
No. Should I be worried?
I don't know.
Then why would you ask me something like that?
I'm curious is all.
You tell me if something was going on, right?
Yeah, sure. Of course, yeah.
You've been acting pretty weird lately.
Look, forget I said anything and get back to telling me about your master plan for talking to Helena.
So you were listening.
I won't be much longer if you don't get to the point.
Well, I mean, I was hoping that whenever she got here tonight...
Hey, little brother.
Hey, Shane.
Hey, buddy.
How are we doing this evening? Finding the worthwhile scrap?
Well, Argus is getting his tentacles mixed up with Helena.
She left something behind the other night. I want to give it back to her.
Argus, don't get involved with her.
You know I'm not a kid anymore. I can handle myself with a woman.
That's rich.
Hey, Shema, is Vernon all right?
As far as I know, why do you ask?
It's blatantly obvious. Things have been tough lately. I want you to know that I've been working his debts off with Isaac.
No, No, you're absolutely not, little brother. What would Dad think?
Wanda, damn it, Shayma. Are you kidding me? How does it help anyone to bring that up?
I thought you'd know better than to suggest doing that sort of work. Well, get by. In the meantime, Dad'd be furious to know that you associate with someone like him.
The way he tells it, he was a lot closer to Mom and Dad than Vernon ever was.
That's a bold-faced lie. Dad wasn't perfect, but he'd never have worked with a criminal like that.
Newsflash, brother! Dad's fucking dead!
Do watch your Wanda damn mouth!
Hey, both of you, calm down! Can we please try to be civil?
And Vernon's going to be too soon if you don't listen to me.
Yeah, right. Like anything you ever say or do is helpful, Cass.
Whatever! I'm out of here!
Then go.
Windfall is a Rogue Dialogue production. It was written and directed by
Bob Raimunda
and Christy Donato.
Sound design, mix, and score by Adam Raimunda. This episode also featured the song
Suburban Sprawl by the ISPs.
Here's our cast in order of appearance.
Emily Battles, Helena.
Sean Blaney, Injured Citizen.
Nadia Levin, Sylvie.
Bob Raimunda, Angry Neighbor.
Graham Rowett, News Anchor.
Jess Clark, Wanda June.
Mallory Roach, Kendall.
Sean Blaney, Trainer.
Josh Rubino, Root.
Michael Antico, Isaac.
Vanessa Vache, Mila.
Cornelius Moore, Cass.
JP Miller, Benny.
Carlina Manzi, Teenager.
Tanner Effinger, Therapist.
Marcus Stewart, Argus.
And
Mushaka Benson, Shema.
Casting direction by
Clara Lopez.
Produced by
Bob Raimunda,
Christy Donato,
Adam Raimunda,
and Michael Paunovsky.
Our cover art was designed by
Sam Twardy.
Windfall is supported by our listeners on Patreon. If you would like to support the show, consider signing up to be a patron at patreon.com/roguedialogue. Rogue Dialogue patrons get access to an ad-free feed, bonus episodes, director's notes, and more. The support from our patrons is what allows us to keep making this show. Come join our community over at patreon.com/roguedialogue. If you enjoyed our show, please rate it and review it on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. Doing this will help bring the show to more listeners. Also, just tell your friends. It will please Queen Wanda immensely. Find out what we're up to by following at Windfall Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. And listeners, don't forget to ask yourselves,
what would Wanda do?
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
I'm Jonathan Pezza, the creator of the Curious Matter anthology, and I'm betting you've probably never heard anything like our show.
Scratch another one!
How many are still on our six?
You want me to stop shooting and count? I'm out! Reload!
We adapt stories from authors like Philip K. Dick, Andre Norton, and Robert Bloch into binaural audio movies that transport you to new worlds.
Hey, get them out of here!
That's it! You're banned for life!
Between you Braxians and lasers? Seriously!
I told you downtown was a bad idea.
In our brand new season, we explore farther into the what-ifs.
You think, in these instances, that somehow simply by believing things are different, they changed.
Doubt.
I don't follow.
I doubt something and they don't change per se. They cease to ever have been.
We delve deeper into the realms of horror and science fiction.
Nerves of steel, boys.
James, sir. Please. There's no need for this.
I do not believe that whatever that is can understand you.
Robert! I know you are in there somewhere. If you are... we are...
made it through the barrier!
It's gonna hold me!
It's dragging him out!
Down!
beast!
If I could just get to my knife!
Well, that's new.
Available wherever you listen to podcasts, so sit back, grab your popcorn, and listen to the Curious Matter Anthology today.